It's an exclusive product. We'll work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6000.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I don't have a guest this morning, so if you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. And quite frankly, I don't have anything planned to talk about. So I'm going to talk about the fact that, for all intents and purposes, we are at war with Iran. And, you know, basically we're funding certain renegade units operating out of Pakistan that are actually attacking Iran, crossing the border between Pakistan and Iran and launching attacks and blowing up factories and places there. Not only that, but we have special forces units operating undercover in Iran and marking out the targets there, which will be bombed. We're financing with millions of dollars the opposition to either the current mullahs who are in power, and certainly we're giving this tacit support to the various provinces. There's a Kurdish province, certainly there are other provinces there where the people really don't want to be under Iranian control. Basically, all of the countries in the Middle East were set up to be unstable by the British many years ago. And instead of allowing the people from Azerbaijan to, have their own country, they just haven't allowed that at all. And the Turkmen and the Kazakhs and all of these people, they join them together as they did with Iran and taking various parts of other countries and other groups and joining them together, where the only way to make it work would be with a dictator. And of course, Great Britain then was going to work with that dictator and keep him in power. So the dictator was dependent on Great Britain, and Great Britain could continue to exert their influence there. This is what they did with Iraq, where they took three warring groups, the Kurds, the Shia, and the Sunnis, and joined them together into one country. Not to be successful, but specifically not to be successful. And if we really wanted to solve the problem in Iraq, we would divide it into three countries, let them have a loose federal association, but there would be a Shia area, there would be a Sunni area, there would be a Kurdish area, and then if they wanted to affiliate for common defense, they could, or they could go their own separate ways. But you see, we don't want a peaceful solution. We want conflict. If there's not conflict, how can we justify staying in Iraq? And of course, if there's not conflict, how can we justify going to war with Iran? Now, it's very obvious that everything is in place for a coming attack on Iran. Russians, and you have to understand how this whole thing really works. Iran is a proxy state for Russia. And Russia, of course, is quite willing, is actually doing everything they can to involve the United States in a war in the Middle East, to fight to the last American soldier, to fight to the last American aircraft carrier, and I'm sure they'd love to see our several of our major ships sunk there in the Persian Gulf. Exactly as the United States did everything they could to draw Russia into a losing war in Afghanistan, a demoralizing war, a war that led to the spread of drugs into Russia, the demoralization of the Russian army, the bankruptcy of Russia, fighting a losing battle in Afghanistan against a military that we were financing, the secret war there, where the United States brought in Arab warriors from all over the world to fight the Soviets. So we, too, are being drawn into a similar war in the Middle East, which doesn't make sense because we are the major financier, and we've always been the major financier of the Soviet Union. Now, you probably don't know that. I did a wonderful interview yesterday with a gentleman. His name was Yuri Felsinsky, and he was the partner of a man named Litvinov, who was, remember, he was the fellow who was poisoned with polonium by the KGB here last November. And they wrote a book called Blowing Up Russia. And, of course, Litvinovsky was basically very, had worked for 20 years for the Soviet secret police. He had broken with them in the early 1990s after they quit being the KGB and now were the FSB, but the same organization. And of course, Litvinovsky was actually ordered to kill one of the Russian oligarchs, Berikovsky, and he wouldn't do it. And told Berikovsky that he was marked for death, so Berikovsky eventually fled to London, where he's living at the present time. But because of that, Litvinovsky was actually sent to prison, and then, of course, fled to London, where he was very, very critical of what was going on in Russia and their move towards dictatorship. And as a result, he was poisoned. A number of people have been killed. Reporters are routinely killed. Opposition leaders in Russia are put in prison. Russia is moving back towards a dictatorship under Putin. And remember why our president looked in Putin's eyes, saw his soul, and knew he was somebody that could be trusted. Now, Russia is making a great deal of money today. They're making money on oil. They're the largest single oil producer in the world, having surpassed Saudi Arabia. They're the largest single producer of natural gas, having surpassed all other nations, the largest producer of natural gas in the world. They're supplying their natural gas to Western Europe over pipelines that were built by the United States and Western Europe and American banks. Why would we build pipelines, invest billions of dollars to build pipelines to make Europe dependent on Russia? That doesn't make sense. American oil companies have been over there drilling oil wells for the Russians for years. And you can trace and trace back American funding of Russia all the way back to 1917 or 1918. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to read it. We actually quote entire pages from a book called British Agent that tells about how Lenin was totally dependent on the Americans and on the British when he first established his ruthless dictatorship. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, you're out. Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, if you're out there, give us a call if you have a question or comment. Telephone number 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I was talking about my interview yesterday with Yuri Felsicinski, who is a partner of the gentleman who was poisoned. But during the course of the conversation, I brought up to him the fact that American capitalists had financed communism. Now, this man is a historian. He graduated from Brandeis University. Although born in Russia, he had come to America and works at a major university where he is a historian. And as I brought up American financing of communism. Oh, he said yes. Everybody knows about the American financing of communism during the early years, in the 20s and 30s. And, I said, well, most people don't know. I mean, that's the tragedy. Most people don't know about the American financing of communism, but it didn't end in the 20s and 30s. We financed the communists during the Vietnam War when they were financing the North Vietnamese, who were financing the Viet Cong, were killing American boys in the rice paddies and villages of South Vietnam. And during that time, we built the Kama River plant for them, financed it, and built it, the largest truck building plant in the world. We financed the Fiat motor plant. We transferred the technology of the grinding mill that you buy, grind little ball bearings with from the Chucking Bearing Grinder Company. Had to have special permission to send it because that's how they can move their missiles. And of course, today Israel faces all sorts of missiles, both Syria and Iran. Where did those missiles come from? I mean, do you honestly think that Syria, which is a second world nation, probably closer to third world than second world, but at least a second world nation, is building sophisticated missiles and equipping sophisticated missiles with chemical warheads, in the garages there in Damascus? No, they got them from Russia. Russia is providing the missiles to Syria that are aimed at Israel today. And, of course, they're providing the missiles to Hezbollah. And, of course, they're coming from Iran, and Iran is getting it from Russia as well. And intermediate-range missiles that can strike Europe, intermediate-range missiles that can strike Tel Aviv, all coming from Russia and built with American technology. And America is still, under one guise or another, giving money to Russia, even though Russia is developing and building up their reserves today. It has about $280 billion in reserves. America doesn't have... Well, the only reserve America still has is, theoretically, the gold. I don't know if it's still there, but they claim it's there. And it's about $100 billion in gold. although they say it's of absolutely no use. It's a relic of the past. Gold has no meaning, but they hang on to their gold because it's the only foundation for our currency, and the other central banks are doing the same. So you have to understand that the United States is still, under one guise or another, funding Russia, transferring technology to Russia. Their pipelines are built by America. Shell Oil has contracts to develop the oil on Sakhalin Island. And if you read the Wall Street Journal carefully and clip as I do, you'll find out that American oil companies over there are working in Russia, as they always have, drilling the wells that have made Russia the largest oil producer in the world and the largest natural gas producer in the world. And talking to Yuri yesterday, Polshinsky, you know, about what's going on in Russia, he said, you know, Russia really doesn't have the capacity, the industrial capacity, ever to be a great nation again. He's very, very close to it. In fact, what he did not tell you is that Russia would collapse, the dictatorship would collapse, you know, without the help of America. And what's happening now is, at least under Yeltsin, when he was the president of Russia, they began to decentralize. They began to give authority to the individual governors there of the various Russian states. And now Putin has rescinded that. No longer are the governors elected by the people. They are appointed by him. And anybody gets out of line, they simply poison or kill. In fact, in the Ukraine, where they were going to have an election, they poisoned the opposition leader. And he ended up with this horribly disfigured face from the poison they gave him. They kill people in Russia who don't go along with the dictatorship. This is what's going on today, and yet our president looked in Putin's eyes, saw his soul, and knew that, of course, he could trust him. And I suspect that is true, because I suspect that there are forces within our country work at the highest levels who are really working behind the scenes to bring about a world conflict and then a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world ruler. And remember, of course, President Bush's first inaugural speech, where he talked about the angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. And he concluded his talk making the same statement. Yes, an angel does ride in the whirlwind and direct this storm. And nobody's ever asked what he was talking about. What's an angel? And what's the whirlwind? And what's the storm? Or in the second inaugural speech, when he talked about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. And that's what we're doing today. We're involved in that ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled, the new order of the ages. What is the new order of the ages? When you go up on the Internet and you type in under Google, new order of the ages, and what comes up? Novo Ordo Seclorum. That's the slogan on the back of the dollar bill. Under the ancient pyramid, capped by a floating, all-seeing eye in a triangle, the symbol of the ancient mystery religions. And what was the goal of the ancient mystery religions? A new world order. A new world religion. And a one world ruler. That was the goal of the ancient mystery religions. And incidentally, if you have not yet seen my new talk, it's entitled Forbidden Secret. You need to, because we explain how this all fits together. You need to know what the secret is that's been passed down through the ages by the sages, by the priests, by the members of the secret societies, because it explains why we are in the Middle East today, why we are going to war with Iran, why, of course, Iran is acting as a proxy for Russia, and how this whole thing fits together, and why America has been instrumental in creating and financing of the Russian Empire since 1918, why America is financing, transferring our industrial base to communist China, and this amazing miracle that we see in China, where you have these cities with nothing but skyscrapers, all financed with American money, or American and European money, but predominantly American money, money from the World Bank, from the International Monetary Fund, for the Export-Import Bank, from the Asian Development Bank, all funded by your tax money and by the fractional monetary system we've established here. Why are we building up communist China? Why are we transferring our factories to communist China and our jobs to communist China? Because one day we will be at war with communist China. Are we creating, once again, the best enemy money could buy? Are we financing Russia so Russia can finance Iran and provide them the weapons that will be used for the coming war? Well, certainly Russia has recently transferred to Iran, first of all, the sophisticated missiles. We talked about them, the missiles by which, intermediate-range missiles by which Iran can actually attack Israel or certainly threaten Europe. And, of course, the even shorter-range missiles that have been transferred to both Hamas and Hezbollah that will be used in the coming war. And everybody in Israel knows there's a war. In fact, people are getting very, very concerned. In fact, the people of Israel really have no hope, because there is no way, at least no earthly way, by which Israel will be able to survive a nuclear attack, especially if they use either chemical or biological weapons on Israel, or nuclear weapons on Israel. And remember, of course, the weapons of mass destruction that Saddam Hussein was supposed to have had, and that was why we attacked. Well, Saddam Hussein did have chemical and biological weapons. They'd been provided by the United States, and some, I'm sure, from some of the European countries as well. And they were transferred to Syria, you know, before the American attack. So there were none in the United States. Now, why didn't the Bush administration plant some weapons of mass destruction there? That's a question I'm still not sure of. But we know that they were transferred to Syria and are kept underground there. And I suspect that those are the weapons that are being put on the warheads that are going to be launched against Israel. How do I know that the weapons of mass destruction were transferred, the bacteriological and chemical weapons were transferred to Syria? Well, first of all, Joel Skousen, who I have a great deal of respect for, and he has access to information, and he says that the American satellites pictures showed the trucks, large convoys of trucks going into Syria. And so our intelligence agencies know. That fact has been verified for me by Avi Lipkin. But I think the best source of information that I, as an independent individual, could get was a man named Dore Gould, D-O-R-E. I think it's G-O-U-L-D, as I remember. But he was the American, he was the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations for many years. And he wrote a book on, as I remember, on Saudi Arabia. And I had an opportunity to interview him on my program. And during the course of this, I asked Dore Gould about those weapons of mass destruction that were supposedly taken into Syria. He agreed, he concurred, and of course he has access to the information there, Israeli intelligence. And then there's a book called Saddam's Secrets, written by a former Air Force general who worked for high Air Force general in Saddam's Air Force, and he confirms that fact. But you can go up on the internet and you Google in Saddam weapons of mass destruction Syria, you'll find literally tens of thousands of references to the weapons of mass destruction. Now, the question in my mind is, well, first of all, why are they keeping this secret? The fact that they were transferred to Syria, it doesn't make sense. Why didn't our government bring this out? And what are they going to be used for? Well, I think they're going to be used on the coming attack, certainly on Israel, and they may very well be utilized for attacks on America or elsewhere. But we had transferred to Saddam Hussein the material that he needed to build the biological and the chemical weapons. According to Joyce Riley and the material that she has, and you can actually get the videos from her, when they went into Kampuchea, which was the underground bunker where Saddam had stored so much of his chemical and biological weapons. There were many cases there showing the weapons and where they were produced in the United States. And that was the reason they had to blow up the bunkers. They could not allow that information to get out that we had actually transferred chemical and biological weapons to Saddam, because that is a violation of all international laws. I believe it's true, as I interviewed some fellow from Special Forces who sent over to help Saddam use the chemical weapons on the Iranians. And when we get back, give us a call, 970-689-8255.
For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Veterans, stop renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
The fact that Russia is certainly arming Iran in preparation for the coming war with the United States. And the reality of what's going on is, really, Iran is acting in many respects as a proxy nation for Russia, which is being financed and always has been financed to a greater or lesser degree from the United States. It doesn't make sense. Well, it does make sense if you understand that we seem to be operating under some sort of a cosmic script, which is drawing America into this war in the Middle East, an expanded war, which neither the Iranian nor the American people want. And certainly even many of our duly elected representatives don't want it, but Nancy Pelosi, being part of the establishment, has actually given President Bush permission to attack Iran, because on this recently signed Defense Appropriation Act, there had been added on an amendment that said the president could not attack Iran without, of course, permission from the Congress, and then Nancy Pelosi allowed that amendment to be pulled, which, for all intents and purposes, says to President Bush, go ahead, attack Iran with our blessing. So the restriction placed on the military appropriations bill has been removed by our duly elected representatives, who now have given permission for expanding the war with Iran. Now, basically, the Russians have given Iranians some very, very sophisticated surface-to-air missiles, so that if, you know, we do attack, why, we could very well lose some of our planes, or they may be able to knock out some of the incoming missiles. Apparently, these are very sophisticated weapons, far more than the Iranians ever could have built, and much of this is built with American technology, which we have transferred to the Russians and to the Chinese. Why would we have done something so stupid? Unintentionally. And then the Russians have provided very sophisticated anti-tank weapons to the Iranians, so that if we were to launch an attack, and we do have something nobody ever talked about, and that's the Boxer Strike Force. And you can look it up on the internet, the Boxer, B-O-X-E-R, Strike Force. Boxer's an older aircraft carrier. It's there in the Gulf, along with eight ships loaded down with a unit of Marines. And recently, the Marine generals, at least three four-star Marine generals, three or four-star, had visited the troops on those vessels, give them the message, what the message is. I don't know, but why would the Marine generals, you know, from America be going over to visit the U.S. Marines on those ships in the Gulf unless something big is afoot? And then, of course, Russians have given the Iranians some very, very sophisticated ship-to-ship missiles. In other words, the ships that weapons that can be used, on very, very small and very, very fast attack vessels, almost like PT boats. But the Iranians have lots of. They don't have any big boats, not much of a navy, only a couple of submarines. But certainly those small boats could play havoc with our aircraft carriers there. They move very, very quickly, and these sophisticated weapons would be able to take out our carriers. And if you read Seymour Hersh's article in the New Yorker magazine, I believe it was the 5th of March of this year, and it's still up on the internet, should be, why in war games our Navy has found that our ships could be overcome by these small ships with sophisticated missiles, and we could lose some of our aircraft carriers. And if that is the case, why are we keeping our Navy centralized in the Persian Gulf? Why not put them out to sea where they would be much safer? Why would we even possibly risk, losing some of our aircraft carriers, unless there is another agenda behind everything going on today? That same agenda, which, when we have a ship that's maybe 35 years old and, of course, is getting somewhat outdated as far as modern technology, instead of updating it, or instead of putting it in mothballs so we could use it in a future time, they're taking them out and using them for target practice and sinking them. Why would you do something like that? You would think you would want those ships on hand in case we needed them for the future, but you must understand, We do not want a strong United States. We want a weak United States. We want to destroy our military because we're moving into a world government. And that's why, of course, they are destroying our military. Our military is broken today. Many of the military officers will say that. When General Schumacher, the four-star Army general, recently retired from the military and handed the command of the military over, I think it was to General Casey. Why, of course, General Schumacher said, this is the most dangerous time of my life. I'm very concerned. He said, we are much closer to the beginning of this war, speaking of the war in the Middle East, than to the end. We are much closer to the beginning of this war than the end of this war. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been fighting for 5.5 years in Afghanistan. We're much closer to the beginning of the war than the end of the war. Do you realize the implication of what he's saying? He knows what's going on, and he's leaving the army. And recently, when President Bush approached three or four retired generals to get them to take command, the czar, you'd be in total command of all the things that are going on over in Afghanistan and Iraq, all of them turned him down because none of them wanted to be held responsible for a losing situation. Because we're not only going to lose in Iraq and Afghanistan, we're going to lose the coming war with Iran. And I think we're being sold out by our leaders. Would you believe that there would be people so wicked that they would destroy the lives of our soldiers from experiments and from things that are being done to them? Do you realize that a third of the soldiers who are over fighting in Iran, in Iraq, and Afghanistan today, a third of them, by the time they come home and have been here for 3 months, they're ill from something, and nobody knows what it is. Oh, shucks. Well, it must be post-traumatic stress, you know, and well, because that's what they told us about all the young men we poisoned from Agent Orange during Vietnam. That's what they told us about all the young men they poisoned, you know, after the first Gulf War, and hundreds of thousands of the 695,000 young men we sent over for the first Gulf War are ill today. With autoimmune diseases related to the experimental vaccines that were used. And if you don't know the story of the experimental vaccine with squalene in it, why, we have a four-tape set called Vaccine A. They experimented on it, knowing full well they would destroy their health for the rest of their lives, and they're doing it again today. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 970-689-8255.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, I can stand back here at the American Freedom Network on telephone number 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If you have a question, comment, you disagree, let me know. But basically, we have information. We got it off the Gulf War off the Veterans Administration website. We'll be glad to send you the pages. But this is from the Veterans Administration talking about the 695,000 of veterans of the first Gulf War. They're monitoring their health, and about 610,000 of those 695,000 are presumed to be alive today. Let's see, 610 from 695. That means that almost 85,000 are dead. 85,000 of these previously young, healthy people dead? If that's true, why doesn't Rush Limbaugh tell you? Or Sean Hannity? If you'd like to see the pages, we have them, or you can go to the Veterans Administration website. We can guide you through, and you can pull that down on your own. But unfortunately, they're killing our young people. People say, that couldn't be true. And I'd like to say, why couldn't it be true? They're evil and wicked people. This is what took me so long to understand why we didn't try to stop the AIDS epidemic. 500,000 Americans have died so far. 570,000 last count have died of AIDS. Totally unnecessary. I wrote a book called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, pointing out that every effort was made to block effective methods of stopping the spreads of this terrible disease. Another million are infected in America, and they're going to die of this terrible disease. It did not have to happen. They allowed it to happen. We're dealing with evil people. They've killed close to 50 million unborn children through abortion. And they know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to know. They've killed probably close to 100 million people throughout the world from malaria. It was banned here. The use of DDT was banned back in 1973. And the figure is not 1 million a year who die of malaria, but it's 3 million. And go up on the Internet and Google in 3 million people die of malaria every year, and you'll get articles on that. But they change these figures, you know, because they want to change your perception. They control what you think. Fortunately, we do have the Internet where you can check out many of the facts. So by banning DDT back in 73 and getting other countries to ban its use, malaria has then persisted in third world countries. About 3 million people die every year. 300 million, between 300 and 500 million come down with malaria. Most of them get over it. Certainly, malaria is much, much worse to the people who have AIDS because they don't have any immune response, and they die readily as to the children who contract malaria. And about 1 million children die every year, and a couple of million of others die of malaria every year. So we've killed over a 34-year period, almost 100 million people throughout the world. But the major thrust of American policy is population control. That's what it's all about. And if you doubt that, you need to read National Security Study Memorandum 200, and it's available up on the Internet, or, of course, you can purchase it from Radio Liberty, previously top secret document talking about the importance of population control. Why do you think we give $400 million a year to these various population control groups throughout the world. Primary policy of America. Why do you think we didn't intervene in Rwanda when we knew there was a genocide going on? If it's population control, why are we not doing anything in Darfur today? Where, of course, this is a genocide taking place. Population control. Why didn't we intercede in the southern Sudan when they killed approximately 2 million Christians over a period of 10 to 20 years? Population control. Why do they want to get us involved in this terrible coming war with Iran? Partly population control. I mean, certainly in Iraq today, the figure that is commonly used, about 600,000 civilians have died. Population control. And, of course, the depleted uranium that is there, and, of course, and we are contaminating that whole area, has a profound impact on the fertility of the people and will have an impact on unborn generations of people in the Middle East. The depleted uranium, it affects, you know, unborn generations, producing cancer and congenital deformities. And you can go up on the web page of the State Department, look under, Google in State Department myths. And they'll take you, they have a specific web page on myths and disinformation. I think probably Google in State Department disinformation. They'll tell you how safe depleted uranium is. Well, you go to traprock.com or traprock.com. traprock.org is either .org or .com, and look at all the scientific articles on how toxic the depleted uranium is. Or you need to get the DVD we have put up by a good friend, Joyce Riley, Beyond Treason. Beyond Treason. And there you not only get the excellent DVD, very professionally done, but you get a CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of government documents, the government's own documents, talking about how toxic depleted uranium is, and that's why we're using it. Why? It has to do with population control. And if you're in the military and you speak out, why, your career is over. Who's calling in?
He's calling you from Fort Collins, Dr. Stan, you know.
Yeah,
I listen to you a lot, and I think you have a very good program. I read your book, called The Brotherhood of Darkness. It's got a lot of information in there. I think it's about 150 pages long, something like that.
Right,
I read it over
right.
Three or four different times, and I enjoy every time I read. I get more out of it, you know.
Well, I hope you'll see on my new DVD, The Forbidden Secret, because that tells you the next page. Hey, thanks for calling. God bless. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
See the DVD or video, why you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, I should tell you that we posted it up on the Internet. You can Google in Brotherhood of Darkness Radio Liberty or Brotherhood of Darkness video and watch it on the Internet for nothing. We want the information out, but we do hope that many of you will want to get the book, which has all the documentation, and you can get the book, the video, or DVD, and an audio tape known as the Brotherhood of Darkness Special, which is really a pretty good deal. So we do hope you'll get the book. We hope maybe you'll buy it in large volumes and circulate it. We need to get the information out. And then, of course, we have this new DVD or video, and it's called Forbidden Secret. It tells you the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies. A secret which could never be mentioned, for people would fear that they'd, of course, be burned at the stake for such heresy. And so you get the Forbidden Secret through Radio Liberty, and then what's really so interesting, Chris Pinto's new video, Riddles in Stone. There's a Mason there, a co-Mason, a Masonic historian, who makes the comment several times, I couldn't have said these things 20 or 30 years ago. It would have been considered heresy, but fortunately I can say these things now. So he's really admitting what this is about. This is an excellent video, Riddles in Stone, as is Chris's DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. You need to get both of those as well as Forbidden Secret, and you'll know more than most college professors or most college graduates about the real history of the world and what is driving us towards for Iran, for the people of the Muslim world, and for the people of America. Begin making your preparations. There are people in our government who hate the United States, who want to destroy our sovereignty, and they're in the process of doing that. They are traitors. They are globalists. They believe in a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world ruler. And I believe that one-world ruler is waiting in the wings. In fact, if you read Joel Rosenberg's book, Epicenter, which has a lot of good information, a lot of disinformation, too, but President Ahmadinejad is holding meetings with the Mahdi. How could he meet the Mahdi? He's an ethereal individual. He's a spiritual being. But at least if Joel Rosenberg's interpretation of what has been the stories that are being told in Iran is true, Ahmadinejad, who holds the fate of the Middle East in his hands, is holding meetings with this, what I believe is a demonic figure. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanews.com.